Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of talk about what we can expect tonight as we continue with our live broadcast from the Richmond Raceway. Gary Hess is with me here as we have opened the track. And you hear this, man? Yep. It's loud.
Practice session's going on, and we're getting ready for a great weekend of racing. And why not talk to a NASCAR legend? Rusty Wallace joins us now. He's doing some work with MRN, NASCAR Hall of Famer. Rusty, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
Hope all is well. First of all, just let me ask you about this facility with the new infield and this three-quarter mile track. I know you remember the days of the half-mile track and the guardrails. Just talk about how far this place has come.
Oh, man, they have done so much work there to the inside to make it more of a fan favorite racetrack. It's my favorite racetrack, tell you the truth. I won there seven times. I love the shape of that racetrack. Every time I get to go up there, I get all jacked up because when I was driving, I could drive on the bottom of that track, the middle, the top, because the way the banking angle was designed, it's a great design track. And now they've took the infield and made table, so it's more fan-friendly for everybody. The garages have all been reshaped, victory lane, everything. So I think the fans, when they get there, they'll love what they see.
Rusty, obviously with the new package this year, there's been some talk that the drivers really don't know what to expect as to when they get on this track and start racing.
Well, that's true, because what they've done from last year to this year is completely changed the aerodynamic rules. The car's got a ton more downforce now, meaning that that blade in the very back of the car, the spoiler we call it, is much taller, which creates a lot more downforce. So NASCAR is doing that because the drivers feel they can put a better show on if they get more grip and they'll be easier to pass. This has been tried before. It didn't work. They're still working on it right now to see if it will work in this design. So with the judge is still out. We've been going all these different racetracks around the country, whether it's California Speedway, you know, Texas Motor Speedway, whatever. Now we're back to a short track. Let's see what happens this week.
Obviously, they went short track racing at Bristol last week. What do you make of the season so far that has been dominated, really, by Joe Gibbs Racing and Penske?
Well, what happened when the rules came out and they said, hey, look, there's going to be a major rule change with the aero rules and also with the engine rules. I thought, man, it seems like to me that Joe Gibbs Racing and Team Penske, they did their homework a little bit more than other teams, because almost every single race now, they've been the dominant team. So we'll see if Team Hendrick and the Richard Childress guys, we'll see if they can keep up with these other two have been doing. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, this happens every year. It always cycles around who's got the hot stuff and who doesn't. So right now it's Team Penske and Joe Gibbs Racing.
We're talking to NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace. Does that ever get old to have you referred to as a NASCAR Hall of Famer?
Well, no, it doesn't. You know, I miss driving the car still. You know, a lot of people ask me that question. I go, yeah, man, I miss driving that car. But I do like having my time off, too. But the Hall of Famer thing is awful nice. You know, when all your peers and the media people put me in the Hall of Fame, that was a real nice gesture. And it makes me feel fantastic.
Rusty, while you miss driving, do you enjoy getting to stay in touch by working in the broadcast booth?
I do. I love working with the folks at Motor Racing Network. They're the best. They really are. They're super educated about our sport. They've been doing it for a long, long time. Motor Racing Network is the voice of NASCAR. And when I was growing up and when I was driving a NASCAR, you know, I listened to it and did so many interviews with these guys as a driver. And now I'm working with them. And I do like 21 races a year. I do like the big races, Daytona 500, Richmond, Talladega, stuff like that. And I just really like it. I mean, they treat me great, and they've never had a guy or a driver up in the booth that was an analyst. I always had play-by-play guys, so now I'm their lead racing analyst, and I enjoy doing that role.
When you look at this Richmond track, and you obviously won here a bunch, you know how to get around this racetrack. What is kind of – what should fans look for in a driver or in a handling car? What's the key to getting around this racetrack quickly?
Well, my opinion, the key is getting off of turn four, build that momentum down that long front straightaway. And as the race goes on to get slick, using that top lane off of turn three and four, that builds you a lot of momentum, makes it so you can pass good.
Well, there you go. Well, we can't wait to welcome you here to Richmond again. And you can hear Rusty and MRN right here on News Radio WRVA on Saturday night with the Toyota Owners 400. Rusty, great catching up with you.
You too, guys. Thanks a lot.
Rusty Wallace, NASCAR Hall of Famer with Motor Racing Network.
We are live from the Richmond Raceway. Reed on the road, our second time back at the track this year for the spring races. And Gary Hess is with us here in the Torque Club this morning.
Indeed. Good morning. You doing well?
Oh, it's great, man. The sun's coming up. It's a beautiful sight. It's fantastic. I'm hoping that maybe this rain we're talking about isn't going to happen.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
Well, we got one of the guys who's going to be behind the wheel with us. Riley Herbst, 20 years old, right?
Yes, sir.
See, now, when I first heard Riley was joining us, I looked him up on Wikipedia, where there's never any misinformation on Wikipedia. But what I found out is that Riley and I have the same birthday.
Oh, yeah.
A few years apart. So I told Courtney with the racetrack, I said, well, he must be okay if we have the same birthday. Anyway,
February 24th.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, welcome. And congratulations on this is your first Xfinity race of the year coming up tonight, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, really looking forward to it.
So you ran one race last year. How did that go?
Good. It was in Iowa Speedway. Similar little short track to this, kind of. We finished sixth, so it was a decent first ever outgoing.
Have you ever been here before?
No. I've only played it on video games, so I'm looking forward to it.
So I guess that practice session this morning is going to be very valuable for you.
Yeah, that hour and 50 minutes, or I think that's how long it is. I'm really looking forward to it.
So I got to ask you, I see you're from Las Vegas, and you're driving the number 18, which is iconic to another Las Vegas guy that we all know very well, Kyle Busch.
Yeah, it's kind of weird there. I don't know what it is. I've always been in the 18 car and from Las Vegas. A lot of people are like, oh, you're a big Kyle Busch fan. Yeah, I am a Kyle Busch fan, but I'm trying to be my own star.
That's right. I'm actually a Riley Herbst fan. That's what
yeah, exactly.
So what are your expectations for tonight?
You know, just finish every lap, learn as much as I can, knowing that this is only my second start. So I'm really just looking forward to it, having fun at the end of the day, but having a good finish at the end.
How great an opportunity is it for you to have this partial schedule this year in the Xfinity Series and running with a great team like Joe Gibbs?
Yeah, it's second to none. Joe Gibbs Racing is the best Xfinity team out there, Cup team out there as well. So it's just great experience to get to run the eight races I can. That's just a big credit to Monster Energy and everybody at Joe Gibbs Racing for the opportunity.
We're talking to Xfinity Series driver Riley Herbst. Tell us a little bit about your background. Where'd you get started with racing?
Yeah, I'm just a city kid that moved to the South. I was kind of lost a couple years ago, but born and raised in Las Vegas my whole life. Started racing little go-karts and just continued up the ranks until we got to the ARCA Series a couple years ago, and then made my truck debut last year as well and Xfinity debut, and now we're looking to make that next step.
Okay, so you've run a truck race. You've run an Xfinity race. You obviously have run quite a bit in the ARCA Series. How do you compare those three series? What do you like, and you know, kind of what do you prefer?
I like them all three differently. Obviously, as you go higher, the competition and margin for error just gets smaller and smaller. So that's one thing to say about the Xfinity Series and how great the field is, time-wise, competitors. But they're all really fun. I'm really looking forward to enjoy my Xfinity Series ride this weekend and get to racing.
It's going to be very exciting. This is a three-quarter mile track. What have you learned about I'm really curious about this. What have you learned about Richmond Raceway from running it on video games?
Oh, I don't know if there's much translation from the video game to real life, because in the video game you just keep it wide open and see what happens. But, no, with all the film I've been watching and notes I've been taking from other drivers, the tires fall off here pretty good, and you just got to be there at the end basically.
All right, well, it's one day shopping for you here. You get practice, qualifying, and the race all in one day. And here's hoping you get to run all the laps and get all the way to the end. And best of luck. Welcome to Richmond. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Honor being here.
Riley Herbst will be driving the number 18 tonight in the Xfinity Series race, the Toyota Care 250. So be on the lookout, a young up-and-comer in NASCAR, John.
All right, we'll keep our eyes open for you. Thanks, Riley. Appreciate it. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about one of the premier events that happens twice a year here in Virginia at the Richmond Raceway Complex, where we're broadcasting our live Read on the Road segment on this Friday. It's the first time we've done a double where we've come back to a location.
And what better place to come back
it's
to?
It's fantastic. And you can hear last time when we were here in the fall, they started the practice laps, and then the rain came, and then it was quiet again. We haven't had that problem.
If you remember, a car spun. Car spun, and then they stopped the practice to clean up that. And while they were cleaning it up, it started raining a little bit, and so then it didn't. That kind of kept us from seeing, hearing anything till after 10.
So no rain this morning. It's actually a beautiful morning for us, but we're worried about rain this evening. And Dennis Bickmeyer is the leader of this entire operation here at the Richmond Raceway.
Right, the king of Richmond Raceway.
Yeah. How you feeling? Are you? How do you make a decision as you look at the forecast and you watch the hours tick closer and closer to the flag at, what, 7 tonight?
7, yes. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we monitor the weather nonstop, and, you know, there's a lot of contingencies that get put into place, and you got to think ahead, obviously, and play a lot of what-if scenarios. You know, if the race were to get moved or delayed, how does that – what's the impact for the competitors, for our guests that are here, for people that are camping here, all that. So, yeah, I mean, we work on that. We work on our contingency plans, but, you know, let's hope we don't have to use them.
Yeah,
but they're there if you need them.
You're not alone. Remember last week, Gary, we were live from the Diamond for opening weekend for the Flying Squirrels.
And we watched it pour down rain all morning.
Yeah, it was a different situation, but we asked Parney the same situation, the guy who runs the Flying Squirrels, and he was – you know, comfortably anxious. And then they wound up calling that game right and pushing it off.
So, Dennis, what is the process, you know, like if the rain comes at some point today and you have a delay and then, you know, qualifying, that NASCAR has contingencies in place if qualifying gets rained out. If the race is delayed, do you look at the forecast and kind of what's going on when you determine how long you wait tonight as opposed to pushing to tomorrow or Sunday?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of calculations that go into this, to making a decision, you know, if you have to move the race later. And the biggest one is okay, when do we think it's going to stop raining, you know? Because then you can kind of get the clock going in your head a little bit about, okay, we know we can drive this track in 90 minutes or less. And again, some of that's dependent on the conditions, if the wind's, you know, helping us. But the one thing that people don't understand too, when it's like, well, what do you mean you dry the track? You should see the track drying equipment that we deploy here to do that. Jet dryers blowing a lot of heat into the track. They call the air titans, which are these that just basically blowing air off the back of a Toyota Tundra, and it blows the water down the banking of the track, and then the jet dryers come by and dry them off. So we got, I mean, the equipment is amazing. And again, our focus is to do everything that we can to race on the day that the race is scheduled.
Obviously, and if you can't with a Saturday night cup race, you have Sunday in your pocket without spilling into the week.
Yeah, definitely. We have that as a backup. You know, we've had to use it here before. I hope we don't have to go to that again. Yeah, we've got a lot of people. We have people who've been camping here since Tuesday. They want to see some racing.
Yeah, they do.
So, obviously, you've got the Toyota Care 250 tonight, the Toyota Owners 400 tomorrow night. And for all the fans, the infield, which continues to get rave reviews, the new infield reimagined, just talk about the buzz that you guys have gotten with this new infield and how much fans love it.
Well, the feedback September when we cut the ribbon on that is truly amazing. I mean, people could not believe the access that they were able to get. The ability to walk into the garage. I mean, literally an arm's length away from, you know, you and I, where we're talking right here. Crew members are working on the car. That activity's happening right now in there. Drivers going in and out of the car. Cars going in and out for practice and qualifying. They just could not believe how immersed right into the heart of the sport that they were. And it was, again, great feedback. Some copycats out there now, a couple more tracks in our company have similar experiences, which is great, though. But, you know, really when you think about it, we've given the competitors a great place to work, but the fans. That experience that the fans are receiving, that ability to walk in there is what's really great.
We're talking to the president of Richmond Raceway, Dennis Bickmeyer. One other thing that I love, we were talking off the air, one of the new, it's relatively new, it's a couple years old now, but the party zone over here in Turn 4, just talk about that, what a cool experience that is.
Yeah, we were making some modifications to the grandstands over there, and you mentioned Parnie earlier, and Parnie and I are great friends. We do a lot of things together, and so the construction crew that we work with, you know, designers, like, what do you got? What do you want to do out here? So I want to do what the baseball guys are doing. I want to, you know, they're taking like left field bleachers and right field bleachers, and they're making these party decks and party zones and stuff like that. So I want to do the same thing here. So we did that. We repurposed the grandstand out there, and it's like $25. It's 21 and over. Reduced concession prices over there, and sold that thing out for both races last year. We're trending that way for this race as well. But it's just a great atmosphere. There's like 800 bar stools over there, but it's just, you're not tied to a seat. You can move around and interact, and that's what people love when they go to a sporting event.
Obviously, it's an interesting year so far in NASCAR with this new rules package. So we really, on the track, we really don't know what to expect in the Cup race Saturday night.
We don't. I've been asked that question a bunch, and it's just, you know what, unknown. And I'll take that. That's kind of fun, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's when they hit the track here for practice in a little while, there's a lot of unknowns. So we'll see. These guys are so good. They can make adjustments. We know that. But I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, what's different with the racing and the style that we may see this weekend.
You hear the current drivers. We had Rusty Wallace on earlier this morning, and they all talk about how much they love this racetrack. That's a nice feather to put in your cap, isn't it?
It is. We love hearing it. We're unique. We're the only three-quarter mile track that the Cup Series races on, so that makes us different. You can't compare us to anybody else, and I think that's cool. And then you got a guy like Rusty who's won a bunch of races here, a Hall of Famer, and I just love to hear what he says about this track. Tony Stewart calls it, you know, I think he called it racing perfection is how he termed it, and we actually, I think, used that as a tagline here at Richmond for a long time. But yeah, it's just, you know, I think I just talked to Matt DiBenedetto a little while ago. He's having a really good year. Same thing. They love coming here because it's different. They don't race on this type of track every week.
You know, a lot of our audience, the business crowd and other folks who may not have been out here before, and you've got a built-in audience that comes every year. But what would you say to somebody who's listening to this broadcast who's never made the journey on a weekend to see a race like this? Why should they at least have the experience once?
I would say what I tell people is this experience, coming to a race, kind of attacks all the senses. You know, I mean, everything. You can see it, you hear it, you smell it. We tell people all the time, like, we can just get them to a race one time, they'll get hooked, you know. So that's the thing. And, you know, you got to come out and try it. You got to see it live. And I will tell you this, you know, the races are on your air. TV's getting good ratings here in Richmond. Tell people all the time, listen to it 34 times or watch it, whatever that may be, but you come see it live twice a year when you get the opportunity to come see it live.
Is it affordable?
It is, yeah.
It's been a while since I've bought a ticket.
The corner that Gary was talking about, yeah. I mean, that's a $25 ticket out there. And our Cup price tickets range from $35 to $105, depending on the experience that you want, you know. And again, in racing, higher's better. But that's what's great is that, and kids 12 and under free tonight, and discount on the Saturday, military discounts, all that stuff that we've deployed to make it easier for people to get to the racetrack and for families to get to the racetrack.
Obviously, the new schedule is out, going back to a day race in the spring. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's different. Again, you know, it's a change. We're so focused on this weekend. We'll start attacking that shortly after this weekend. But, you know, we'll see. I tell people we have a very creative group here. So we're going to have some fun with that one, and we'll start working on that one on Monday.
Okay, so in the more immediate after this weekend, being the last race before the playoffs was really cool, but being in the playoffs is even cooler.
And you're right, and that was our first time last year, and that was incredible. I mean, and it showed. I mean, the people were so enthusiastic about being here for a playoff race. So and get to do it all again in this September as well. And being race number two in the playoffs is kind of a unique place to be.
Okay, so there are still tickets available for the fans listening. You can come to the ticket office over here at the front of the racetrack. Can you still get them online?
Absolutely. You can go to richmondraceway.com as well and print them out and bring them with you.
Well, there you go. Dennis Bickmeyer, good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Enjoy Dodge it. The sun's going to come. The rain's going to be in the West End.
That's
Everything will be fine. Dennis, we appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for being here. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Richmond Raceway President Dennis Bickmeyer.
It's always fun to be out here. We're going to continue our live broadcast, Read on the Road, from the Richmond Raceway when we continue next on News Radio WRVA.
We're joined now by Matt DiBenedetto. I wanted to get that right out there because I said it right, didn't I, Matt?
Nailed it.
Thank you very much. Driver of the number 95 Toyota in the Monster Energy Cup Series. Welcome to Richmond. What do you, this is your fifth year in Cup. How do you like this track?
This is one of my favorites. I'm not going to lie. Any of the short tracks we go to are always ones I look forward to. Short tracks and road courses. So, man, Richmond's fun. It's got a... You have room to race, but it's a short track, and the tires wear out, and you're spinning the tires on the straightaways, off the corners. It's all that's the good old fun stuff that reminds me of my upbringing.
Matt, you're with a new team this year, but you're with Toyota, and all Toyotas have been fast so far this year. So you've had some speed. Just talk about trying to grow some chemistry with a new team and have those finishes kind of go up into the top 10.
Yeah, so we, started the year off and fired off out of the gate, having leading the most laps in the Daytona 500, arguably having the fastest car there. I mean, we had the car to beat. All the Toyotas were lined up, and we were super fast. Got crashed at the end with 9 to go, which was heartbreaking. Then Phoenix were running like 9th to 12th. An alternator issue caused the battery to die right at the end of the race. Hurt our finish. Atlanta, we were running up in the top 15. Got hit on pit road and had to pit under green. And then last weekend in Bristol, we ended up 12th, but we were running up there in the top 10 all day. Didn't quite get the finish we deserved. So basically, moral of the story is our cars have had good speed. We just need to get in a rhythm of clicking off some of the finishes we deserve.
And usually that what goes around comes around on that, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the good thing is we're running up, up in a respectable area every single week. So it's all going to come.
Okay, so Saturday night's the Toyota Owners 400. You've got practice today and qualifying today. And with the new package, there's a big boatload of I don't know. So practice is going to be interesting today, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I've been sitting here watching the Xfinity practice in front of us because they're on the same tire as us. Our cars are different because we got big old spoilers, a bunch of downforce. So, but I am seeing how this tire lays rubber, little characteristics. And, our practice is going to be a lot of learning.
Obviously, it was funny because Matt came up here and he goes, "Ooh, this is a cool place to watch practice."
Yeah.
And you can learn, with the same tire, with your educated eye, you can learn stuff from just watching these cars, can't you?
Yep, exactly. You can see how dark the racetrack's getting where they're running. So if it's laying, this tire lays a bunch of rubber down or not. And that's all stuff that affects the racing here big time.
Obviously, the forecast is a little dicey for this weekend. Does that affect anything you do, or do you just kind of hunker down and go with the schedule and take it as it comes?
A little bit of both. I mean, for the most part, you just kind of focus on your own stuff and go by the schedule and hope it doesn't rain. But it does affect, though, our approach to, like, qualifying. If it looks like there's a high chance of it raining out qualifying or if summer practice may get rained out, we change our approach to that a little bit. But I just listen to the crew chief and do what he says.
Obviously, looking for finishes to match your speed and obviously just continuing to grow chemistry with a new team. But in terms of goals, what would you like to see Matt DiBenedetto and the number 95 team accomplish over the course of the rest of this season?
Toyota's been big in helping us grow as a team and to get better, and it's shown in our speed and where we've been able to perform. But, I'd like to just finish up there in that top 15 area consistently, which is a tall order. There's a lot of really good cars up in that area, but we've been running up there almost weekly, so I know we can accomplish that. But, yeah, basically just run up there, get the finishes in the top 15s, and then also have some top 10s. Last weekend I was disappointed we didn't get a top 5, so obviously – we have a really good team and good cars.
Before we let you go, outside of having a fast car and outside of the racing luck and all of that and handling, what are the keys to getting around this track? What have you got to do well to get around this track quickly?
As a driver, managing your tires. That's a big one. Not abusing them. Don't spin the tires on exit because if you abuse a tire, it won't really come back to you. So that's that and being patient and smart. It's a short track, so don't get in contests with other people.
And managing your tires is key, because while this is a short track, there is tendency for long green flag runs on this track.
Big time, yeah. Yeah, this place, you can really get to where all of a sudden somebody can fire off a run good and then just fade huge by the end of the run and lose 15, 20 positions due to their stuff being burned up.
Well, we really appreciate you coming up. Best of luck, Matt, and to the 95 team. We'll be watching. Hope you do well.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Matt DiBenedetto from the number 95 Toyota team, as we are getting ready for the Toyota Owners 500. You're listening to Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRBA.
On this Friday morning, it is Reed on the Road from the Richmond Raceway Complex. And my buddy Gary Hess, who is normally in the studio doing sports, is out here in the Torque Club with me. The best view of the track,
yeah,
you can hear.
Yeah, it's a great place to be, isn't it? Yeah.
the cars doing their practice laps at what is that, 119, 119 miles an hour?
Yeah, you see 119 up there. The Xfinity Series cars are in their practice session. And, you know, we're welcoming now Mike Childs, the Motorsports Marketing Manager for Toyota. Mike, thanks for being with us. And it's great to have Mike on, John, because not only is Toyota a huge manufacturer of the cars, of the contending cars in both series, but tonight is the Toyota Care 250, and tomorrow night is the Toyota Owners 400. This is a big weekend for you guys.
Yeah, this is a great place to have our entitlement race here in Richmond Raceway. And this is our seventh year being a sponsor of these two races. And this year we bring the brand new Toyota Supra Xfinity car to the track, and it's been performing very well. And tomorrow we get to see the Toyota Camrys on the track.
Obviously the Camrys in the Cup Series have performed with this new package, have really excelled, especially the Joe Gibbs cars with Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch, I think combining for five wins already.
Yeah, you've got it. Five wins, three for Kyle and two for the local boy, Denny Hamlin from Chesterfield. Very impressive start. We're doing very well in all three of the NASCAR series so far this year, and we look to continue that.
Obviously, with this new package, you guys got busy and did your homework during the offseason. That's paid off, hasn't it?
Yeah, our team from Toyota Racing Development, TRD, celebrating their 40th year this year, and what a time to celebrate with a lot of wins. So a lot of team members putting a lot of hard work in. And then our teams of Joe Gibbs Racing and Levine Family Racing and our Cup cars doing extremely well, very competitive. All the drivers are up front.
You know, at a time when there are economic challenges in this sport, you guys have done extremely well. And just talk about the marriage you have here involved with NASCAR, but also with this race and having the entitlement races. Just talk about how this has really worked for you guys from a business model standpoint.
Yeah, this is a really unique opportunity for us. It's our only entitlement race of all the NASCAR series. And the Richmond market was chose 7 years ago, actually 8 years ago. This is our seventh year, but the planning that takes place to go into this is a lot of work. We chose this market as an opportunity for us. We have increased sales. Our dealers here do extremely well. There's five dealers in the local market, but there's hundreds in the surrounding market. And we know our race fans come from many miles. But our five dealers here in the Richmond market really see a lot of the benefit from it. And there's a lot of carryover. People talk about Toyota being in the race market, not only on race weekend, but year-round. It's really improved on new car sales. But they're seeing the benefit of parts and service as well. And customers come back because they believe in our dealers and they believe in our product. It's hard to talk to customers that say, hey, I have a great car and I have 500,000 miles on it, and it's, by the way, it's a 2000. I'm like, yeah, but it's 2019. It's time to buy a new car. And I say that
because... I think he's talking to me with my 2003 4Runner.
I say that because there's a lot of safety changes that have changed the automotive world. And great, you have a 2003 4Runner, but there's a lot of safety that is now new to these cars, and we want to be able to protect our consumers all the time.
Tonight is the Toyota Care 250. Talk about getting to shine a light on the Toyota Care product and just that service for all your car owners.
Yeah, so consumers have purchased a new Toyota now. Toyota Care is included in the purchase of the vehicle. Your maintenance is included up to 25,000 miles. So for most average drivers, that's 2 years worth of maintenance that Toyota pays for. But it's also a way to build that relationship between the dealership and the consumer. They can believe in what they do in the service department and, again, keep their car running great all year round.
Now, do you guys have like a little team meeting and tell all the folks at Joe Gibbs Racing and some of the other teams that, okay, now this is the Toyota race for the Xfinity Series and this is the Toyota race for the Cup Series and we want Toyotas in victory lane?
Yeah, it's
no pressure.
Those meetings don't really take place like most people think it would. We all know it's a big weekend for us, and there's nothing better than having a Toyota team win. A lot of people ask me who my favorite driver is. I tell them anyone that drives a Toyota. Makes my job very easy when we make it to victory lane for any of our race series. But last year, our drivers from Joe Gibbs Racing finished first in both races, Christopher Bell in Xfinity and Kyle Busch in the Camry. So we look to do it again this year. We have some new trophies that will debut tonight. Very unique and very highlighted, focused on Toyota and the brand.
Okay, well, great stuff. We really appreciate you coming up. Best of luck this weekend.
Absolutely.
Dodging raindrops.
Thank you.
And hope it all goes very well. And we're going to continue this after this break, and we're going to talk to the president of Toyota Racing Development, David Wilson. That comes up in just a couple minutes, John.
All right.
Okay, John Reed, we're bringing it down the home stretch here on Richmond's Morning News, and we're joined now by the president of Toyota Racing Development, David Wilson. We had the marketing guy, now we got the technical guy, and David, let's get right to it. The new rules package in the Cup Series, the driver's been talking about how they don't know what they're going to see. So you are the technical guy. Do you have an idea what we're going to see?
I can't tell you either what we're going to see, but the encouraging sign is we saw a really good race last weekend in Bristol. The week before that, Texas had one of the best Texas races we've seen in a while. But truly, every time we go to a new track with this package, there is a lot of question as to what we'll see. And that's what makes, the sport so challenging. That's why these crew chiefs, engineers, really have to earn their pay. So, Toyota's off to a great start this year, and I'm excited about this weekend.
I was just going to say the encouraging thing, even though there's unknowns at every track, the encouraging thing must be at every track you guys have had speed.
Well, we've had a good start to the season. It's still early yet, but really this is a reflection of our team and how smart these engineers and crew chiefs are. We always say anytime there's change, the teams that are equipped, that have the resources, the intellect to take advantage of that, are going to get out front first. And that's what I think we're seeing a little bit this year with Team Toyota. But, the sport is unique in that, as you can see down below, these cars are parked right next to each other. And you're going to be parked next to your biggest competitor. They see what you're doing, and eventually everyone catches up.
Okay, so I got to ask you about our local guy, one of your longtime mainstays, Denny Hamlin. Just talk about working with him and the kind of year he's had and what he brings to y'all's fold.
Yeah, Denny's great. Of course, we had a great start to the season with Denny winning the Daytona 500. I've been actually wearing my Daytona 500 ring around, and I forgot it this morning. So, yeah, Denny's a local.
But here, you can drop the hint that you got one, though,
yes,
right?
No, he's awesome, and he's on a great run this year, winning already two out of the eight races.
Well, David, we hate to cut you short, but we're running out of time. Good luck this weekend in getting to victory lane in the two Toyota-named races. I know this is a big weekend for you guys. Best of luck. Dodge those raindrops.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and really encourage the fans to come out. Dennis and his team do such a great job with this weekend, and we've got a lot of Toyota activation for all the fans to see, and thanks for having me on today.
Thank you. David Wilson, the president of Toyota Racing Development.
It's been exciting all morning here live from the Richmond Raceway Complex for Reed on the Road. Always want to thank our sponsors, Chronic Care of Richmond and Audio Express of Richmond, for allowing us to get out of the studio and experience such cool things.
Yeah, it's been fun here today, that's for sure.
You can still buy tickets for the race tonight and tomorrow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.